In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Listen, I'm looking out at the ocean right now, and you know what I see right in front of me? I see this beautiful lighthouse. Yes, it's Boston Lighthouse, I believe. And you know, lighthouses mean an awful lot to me because they beckon ships that are in trouble. And you know, Jesus said, "You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. A city set upon a hill, that light cannot be hidden. You're the light of the world." We need more lighthouses. We need people to be like lighthouses, to beckon to the lost, to beckon to those that are in trouble, to beckon to those that are on their way to kill their children, to beckon. We need people that are going to be lighthouses. And I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, lighthouses are not kept by people anymore. They're all done automatically. That makes me sad. That makes me sad. I would much rather have someone who lived in the house next to the lighthouse who really could care for the people that are in trouble, who really could care for the, and that's, you know, we've come against this hands-on stuff. We want all this mechanical stuff, and even now they're making things that are robots that look like people, and this gets me sick. I'm talking about really hands-on stuff. And we're talking today about a woman's concern, which is a pregnancy help experience that helps women that choose to have their children. We're talking about this beautiful, 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 it's more than an organization, it's an organism. This organism that God uses, that when a woman says she's going to have her child, they can go there, see the ultrasound, be ministered to, be prayed with. Hands on. It's not automatic. It's hands on. It's crying with. It's listening with your eyes as well as your heart and your ears. I have with me Monique, who works at a Women's Concern. How long have you worked there, Monique?
I've been with Women's Concern for 7 years, Father. It has been a blessing to me as well as to other women that are there.
7 years, okay? 7 years. And you have seen everything.
I've seen it all, Father. I've heard it all, too. But it, like I said, it's been a blessing that, you know, God has called me to this ministry. And when I think back over the years of how many babies have been born with the help of Women's Concern, and how many mothers and fathers have been able to experience the joy of being a parent with the help that we've given them over the years, it really is. It's an amazing thing.
Not one woman or man that has chosen to have their baby regrets it. That's real. No one regrets the baby. Everyone regrets the abortion. No one ever regrets the baby, because when the baby comes, my gosh, they forget about it. They forget about it. But everybody regrets the abortion. They have six children. They always see the one that's not there. It's like a shadow, just like a shadow. And you know what? We need to support this. I'm not calling it an organization. It's an organism, because everyone that works there loves Jesus. Everyone that works there listens with their heart. Everyone that works there cares for the women. Everyone that works there wants the best. They spend hours with people. Hours. This is a lighthouse. This is a lighthouse beckoning to a world that has a culture of death. The world has a culture. You know, let me just tell you this. They killed Obama, okay? They killed Obama. Osama, forgive me. They killed Osama. And we hear about Osama dying, and everybody's roaring and saying, "Hooray, Osama is dead. Osama is dead." Listen, I don't want Osama killing anybody. But when I think of the wages of sin is death and hell, I think, you know what? I cannot rejoice that if this man went to hell. I'm sorry, I cannot rejoice about hell. because hell is beyond what we could ever imagine. Not me rejoicing. I'm not telling you that I wanted him doing these terrible things. I'm not telling you that I didn't want him caught. I'm telling you, I don't want to see anybody going to hell because we don't even have any idea what hell is about. And I'll tell you, when a woman has an abortion, that's hell. That's an internal hell. And they live with that secret, and it's so destructive, and God wants to forgive them. Tell us some of the work that you people have done. I know hundreds of children have been saved.
I'd like to share with you a story about one of the clients we saw a couple of years ago. Her little girl, in fact, is 5 years old now, and when she came to us, she was just having a really tough time. You need to know that, you know, the pregnancy is usually the least of their problems, you know, when they come to us. It's everything else in their lives, you know. And this particular woman, she already had 3 children. She was in a relationship that wasn't that great, and she found out she was pregnant. She came to us, was considering an abortion, just said she couldn't do this. You know, she didn't have a job. She had 3 kids already to take care of, and she was having a hard time. And so we do a pregnancy test to make sure they are pregnant, and then we really encourage them to have an ultrasound to see what is this pregnancy going to do? Is this a pregnancy that's going to continue or not? And then we just, you know, she decided to have her baby, and it was a struggle. And, you know, we called her once a month, and she said she was so grateful for that phone call once a month because everyone else in her life was telling her to have an abortion. But we were the one voice of truth and encouragement to her to have her baby. She came to parenting class, which we offer, and then we had a baby shower for her, and she had her little girl, beautiful little girl. And, you know, I spoke to her a couple of days after she had her baby, and she was just so thankful to Woman's Concern. And she said, you know, if I would have aborted my little girl, I would not have just aborted her life, but my legacy. And I realized, I knew how huge abortion is, but I realized how huge. It's not just one life, it's a legacy. So, you know, we were able to be like that light in the darkness, that lighthouse for this particular woman, like Father said about the lighthouses we see in the Boston Harbor. We were able to be that truth for her. But we can't be there without support from our Christian community, you know, support with volunteers, monetary support. You know, it does, the reality is it does cost money to keep our doors open, to pay our staff, you know, to do ultrasounds. So we need your support. We have a wonderful donor base of people who have been giving to us for years, and they are the ones who are able to. They're the reason why we're able to help so many women. So we just ask for your continued support, for your prayers, for volunteer support, and for monetary support. If you like information about supporting a Woman's Concern in any way, your time, treasure, or talents, please call us at 617-929-1012. We know that Mother's Day is coming up pretty soon. Next weekend is Mother's Day. We'll be celebrating the motherhood. And we are going to be having a fundraising concert to benefit women and children on May 20th at Park Street Church at the Welcome Center. And it's a wonderful evening. It's our third annual concert. And it's an evening of contemporary and classical music. And all the people performing are pro-life people who love a Woman's Concern and are donating their time and their talent. And we'll have a wonderful dessert reception. So it's a wonderful evening. The tickets cost $40, which is not much when you think about a life. And if you're interested in attending the concert, please call me, Monique, at 617-825-0838. That's 617-825-0838. We just thank you so much for your support and listening to us today and for being a voice of the unborn.
Voice in the wilderness, and it's always been that way. It's always been that way. Here we support Planned Parenthood with our tax dollars. Here we support Planned Parenthood with blood money. We support it. And, you know, that's the government. Do you realize, you're not going to believe this, but you look it up, that for each abortion that they do in Planned Parenthood, they get $1 million. You're talking sick now. You're talking sick. You're talking sick. We support it. You support it. I support it with our tax dollars. That means that the country is pro-death. If they're going to support Planned Parenthood with tax dollars, why don't they support pregnancy help with tax dollars? Not on your life. The only one that's going to do that are the people that have been touched by God and that know, I want to save women. See, before you save the baby, you've got to save the woman. Because, you see, the woman will suffer for the rest of her life until she experiences forgiveness. And it becomes that big secret. Maybe you have that secret. Maybe you have that secret, and you don't know what to do with it. Well, give me a call. You need to talk about it. You need to talk about it. You need to talk about it. We need to celebrate that baby's entry into glory by praying, by having a Eucharist said for her or him, a Mass. We need to break the bondage that the devil has over you. Look at what you've done. You're no good. You belong under my shoe like a piece of gum. Yeah, that's what the devil says. I know him. I know him. He's rotten to the core. And what women suffer is beyond the beyonds. I've heard so many stories. Women not sleeping on beds because they don't deserve to sleep on a bed, but sleep on the floor because they kill their child. Yeah. Abortion is the torment that keeps on giving. It's the torment that keeps on giving. It is the workshop of Satan, and the only way to stop it is through prayer, through giving, changing the Supreme Court. But we can't change the Supreme Court now. We've got all these liberal people on it now. He's just appointed two more liberal people who never even know what the Constitution is about. But you can help today. You can save a life. You can give. Everybody who hears my voice in Phoenix, you know, if everyone in Phoenix sent $5 that hears my voice, just $5, I'm giving $300. And that's after my tithe, and my tithe is one-third of what I get. Okay, that's my tithe. Plus $300. You know what? This is important. How can we talk about being pro-life if we don't have hands on, if we're not the lighthouse? And this is where you send your money. A Woman's Concern. Is it 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass? A Woman's Concern, 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass. A Woman's Concern, 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass, 02151, 02151. They also have offices other places. Maybe you have a problem pregnancy. You might want to go to one of their offices. And where are the other offices?
We have four centers, Father. One in Dorchester, one in Revere, Fall River, and Hyannis on the Cape.
Dorchester, Revere, Fall River, and Hyannis. And you know, if you find it in the Yellow Pages under Women's Health, it's first, A Woman's Concern. It's first, A Woman's Concern. You please don't go. Don't go and kill your child. You'll regret it. No one ever regrets having the baby. No one ever regrets having... I'm pleading with you now today. And you know, we'll help you too. We'll help you, not only A Woman's Concern, we'll help you too. I'll baptize the baby. We'll have even a party afterwards if you want. We'll have a great party at my house. I'll do the cooking. I'm serious. I am serious. I'm serious. I do not want your child to be thrown in a barrel. And that's what they do. Not only that, but they use parts of the baby to make soap. Do you know that? Do you know that? That's real. They make soap. They make soap out of the babies. Yeah. That's what they do. They take these beautiful children and they make soap. Please, please. This is so sick. This is so sick. And you know, the church has been silent. The church has been silent. I'm not talking about the Pope. I'm talking about the local churches. I'm talking local churches have been silent. You know why? They say, well, we're afraid that somebody might have had an abortion. Don't be afraid. They're out there. Of course they've had an abortion. There are women out there, and we need to help them. We need to tell them there's healing for them. We need to tell them that Jesus Christ forgives. Silence just, you know what silence does? Silence says, I agree with what's happening. That's what, I won't be silent. I'll use my mouth even after I'm dead. I won't be silent because you know why? I don't want God looking at me and my Savior Jesus looking at me saying, you know, you had the airwaves and you could have had children be born and you could have put some effort into it and you didn't. I wonder what the Catholic station's doing now. We have a Catholic station in Boston. I hope it talks about pro-life. I hope it does. I hope it does. Yeah, that's my hope. Live in hope. I hope it does because you know what? It's an issue. Do you realize that in Massachusetts, there are 55% of the people that are Catholic? And in Massachusetts, 55% of the women have abortion that are Catholic. Do you know that? See how we've taught our children? See how we've taught our women? See how we've said things that need to be said? I'm telling you. Come on, get your pens out. A woman's concern. A woman's, who's going to match my $300? There's some old lady that can do it. Yeah. You say, what's old? Me, 64. That's old. But I'm not feeling old because I've got a young spirit. I've got a young spirit because I'm passionate. I gave that talk last week. I'm passionate about these things. I'm passionate about these things. I care about women. Even the women I don't even know, because you know what? Suffering is so awful, and killing your child is the worst suffering. You know, I've buried babies, and that's bad enough. But at least there's a finale to it. There's an end to it. There's a funeral. There's a grave. There's a marker. There's weeping. There's crying. There's mourning. All those things that are so natural that we need to do, and that the worst thing in the world is to bury a baby. Believe me. But when it comes to abortion, it's forgotten. But never forgotten by Mama. Never. But there's forgiveness in the blood. Forgiveness in the blood. Come on, get your checkbooks out. A woman's concern. 103 Broadway, Revere, Massachusetts, 02151. A woman's concern. I'm talking to people in Arizona. I'm talking to people in Washington, D.C. I'm talking to people in the western part of the state, in Chicopee, in Springfield. I'm talking to people in Louisiana. If you don't want to give it to us, that's okay. Give it to your local pregnancy help center. Find out who it is. Maybe you're saying, you know, I'm so bored. My life is so bored. My kids are all gone. Go work in a pregnancy help center. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. There's a job for you. Or go out in front of the abortion mill with your rosary and let them click your beads there, because that stops people from going in. That's right. You don't sit down and say, well, you know, my children are all grown up and I've got nothing to do. There's a new life for you, honey. There's a new life for you. You got to get moving. You got to get moving. Don't let the moss get over you. There'll be plenty of moss when you're dead on your face and on your body, my friends. Let's not have any moss covering us now. Let's start moving. And I'm going to tell you something. Death hates a moving target. Death hates a moving. It can't catch up with you. It can't catch up with you. It can't catch up with you. That's it. I think of my friend Alice Lavin again. Alice Lavin, she just had a birthday, 95 years old. She's not able to get out too much now, but I'm telling you, she's still praying. She's still doing the things of the Lord. She's still encouraging people. You know, Alice is not 95. She does not have a spirit that's 95. Come, we're going to pray for Alice because we're pro-life. Lord, heal Alice in Jesus' name so she'll be able to come on Wednesday night, this Wednesday. Heal her at the core of her being because she loves you so much. You know, some people just give up. You know, where's my life? How does it count? Listen, you can make it count for something, for heaven's sake. There's something for everybody to do when it comes to life. But, you know, you can just sit back and say, well, you know, maybe you've had 3 abortions. Or you could become the most glorious pro-life person in the world because you know what it is to go through it and what happens afterwards. And God can heal you and God can use you. You know, if you've had an abortion and you don't know where to go, come talk to me. I'll make time for you. I'm at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. I'll make time for you. I'll make time for you. I'll cry with you. I will not condemn you. I will never condemn you. Because if I condemn you, I have to condemn myself. There's no condemnation. There's only mercy. There's only forgiveness for those who repent. Let's give the address again. 103 Broadway, and that's in Revere, Mass. 02151. 103 Broadway, and that's in Revere, Mass. 02151. Tell us another story, Monique.
Well, Father, you mentioned that there are women who, in couples who always have regret having my baby. And I have had a client. Oh, this is about 3 or 4 years ago, and you know, having a tough time. You know, working hard, but just not making enough money to have, you know, to support a baby. And she was post-abortive several times, and she just said the abortions were horrible, and she didn't want to abort again, but she was considering it. And, you know, so, you know, we helped her out, and she had the pregnancy test, the ultrasound, came to the parenting classes, and we helped her. You know, she decided to have her baby, and she had her baby, and it was still hard. She had trouble getting help with daycare, and we helped her with those things, all those real tangible things that these women need. And I kept in touch with her for a while, and, you know, every day she said, oh, it's so hard, Monique. She goes, but at the end of the day, when I come home and I see my baby smile at me, it makes it all worth it. I know I made the right choice, you know. And she says, you know, I regret my abortions, but I never regret having my baby, you know. So we're just happy that we can be there for those women, and that's why we need your support, so we can be there for the many, many women that we know that are out there facing unplanned pregnancies. And no one really wants to have an abortion. No one really, really wants to have one, but they feel like there's no choice. One of the things I always hear from women is that they feel like they have their only choice is to have an abortion, because that's all they hear. You know, you hear, well, if you're pregnant, you don't want to be, and you're having a hard time, just have an abortion. Nobody sits down with them and talks about, you know, well, let's look at your strengths. What are you good at doing? You have a job. You're going to school. Well, let's continue those things and have a plan. And like I said before, you know, when a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, the pregnancy is the least of their worries. Everything else in their life that they're worried about. And what we do at A Woman's Concern is we have a needs assessment. And we sit down with these women and say, okay, what's going on in your life? Let's list all those concerns, all those problems, all those challenges. And like all of us, you know, when you look at it, with all those things at one time, it becomes overwhelming. But if you break them up and you're like, okay, let's look at this one issue. Let's say you have a problem with daycare. Well, how can we help you with that? And let's you know, have a goal for daycare and finding daycare. And look at the next thing. You want to go back to school. We have a wonderful group called Head Up that we work with to help women get their GED. Once you have an education, you feel like, I have a sense of more value. I'm marketable. And we help them with that, you know. So we just look at those challenges. We list them in our needs assessment. We make goals for each of those challenges. And you can see the light, you know, this coming in their eyes when they realize, oh my goodness, you know, this is a problem, and now it's not anymore because someone's helped me and sat down with me to find a way. And then the pregnancy is not a real issue anymore. I mean, it becomes a joy, you know. So it's really important that we're in your community. You know, we want a community of life and not death. And I wish there were as many pregnancy centers as there are CVSs in our community. But, you know, maybe one day we can have that. So we, you know, just thank you in advance for your prayers and your support. And again, if you'd like to support us monetarily, we would love that. You can send your donations to 103 Broadway in Revere, 02151, A Woman's Concern. And again, if you're in the if you're in the Boston area, we have that wonderful fundraising concert to benefit women and children on May 20th at Park Street Church's Welcome Center. It's a beautiful concert, contemporary and classical music, followed by a wonderful, delicious dessert reception. Call 617-825-0838 for tickets. They're $40 a piece. Thank you so much.
That's A Woman's Concern, 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass, 02151. A Woman's Concern. Come on, get those pens out. 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass, 02151. A Woman's Concern, 103 Broadway, Revere, Mass, 02151. And it's going to be raining the next two or three days, and you better get the bucket brigade out because you've got holes in your roof. Why don't you call Jimmy? Please call Jimmy. Unless you want to get wet. Raindrops keep falling on your what? 617-519-0341 for Jimmy. 617-519-0341, the roofer. 617-519-0341. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.